Title: Checklists for Finishing Jungle Tunes Intermediate. Alright, welcome in. This lesson is about finishing Jungle Tunes in Ableton Live, and we're doing it with checklists. Because here's the truth. Most jungle ideas don't die because the producer isn't creative enough. They die because decisions never get locked. The loop keeps getting tweaked. The arrangement never fully commits. Or the mix gets saved for later and later never comes. So today you're getting a repeatable system. Arrange, then mix, then pre-master. Same phases every time. Same checkpoints every time. And I'm going to give you a few coach rules to stop the spiral, because jungle can absolutely send you down a rabbit hole with break edits. By the end, the goal is simple. You take a rolling 8-bar jungle idea and turn it into a finished, really structured tune. Intro, drop, mid, second drop, outro. Not perfect, finished. Let's go step by step. Step 0. Build a finished template. 10 minutes, and it saves you hours. Start a new Ableton Live set. Tempo, anywhere from 165 to 174. If you want classic jungle energy, set it to 170. Meter is 4/4. Now, for warping, for drums and breaks, keep Complex Pro off. Use Beats Mode for breaks. Complex and Complex Pro can smear transients, and jungle needs that bite. Now build a simple group layout so your session feels like a record, not a junk drawer. Make a drums group. Inside it, break main, break layer for tops and air, optional kick, optional snare, and a perk or fills track. Make a bass group, sub, and optionally a mid or res. Make a music group, chords or stabs, pads or atmos, and effects like rises and impacts. Optionally a vocal or shouts track, if you're using those classic jungle one-shots. Then set up 3 return tracks. These are your quick space and vibe tools. Return is a short room reverb. Keep decay around 0.5 seconds, pre-delay around 5 to 15 milliseconds, and high pass it so it's not filling your low mids. Think 250 to 400 Hz for the low cut. Return B is a dub delay with echo. Sync it to an eighth note or quarter note. Feedback around 20 to 35%. Filter it. High pass around 250, low pass maybe 6 to 9k. You want vibe, not hiss. Return C is a long air reverb. Decay 2.5 to 5 seconds, and definitely high pass it higher, like 400 to 700 Hz. If you widen it, be subtle. This is for atmosphere, not washing out the drop. Finally, have a pre-master lane. You can do this as a master chain, or you can route into a dedicated pre-master audio track. Either works. The idea is, you know where final checks happen. Save this set as a template in Ableton. File, save live set as template. That way, every time you open a new project, you're already set up to finish. Now step 1. The 8-bar truth. This is the gatekeeper. Before you arrange anything, your 8-bar loop has to already feel like the record. Not the final master, but it should communicate the tune. Here's your checklist. First, does the break groove feel good at low volume? Turn it down. If it only feels exciting when it's loud, that's usually a sign the groove or balance is off. Second, does the snare hit with intention? Not just louder than everything, but it actually feels like the backbone. Third, is the sub stable on root notes? Jungle bass can be simple, but it has to be dependable. Fourth, do you have one hook element, a stab, a vocal chop, a bass motif? Just one thing that a listener can recognize. Now let's stabilize the break fast with stock devices. On break main, put an EQ 8 first. High pass around 25 to 35 Hz. You're not removing bass you can hear, you're removing rumble you can't. Then drum bus. Drive somewhere like 5 to 15%. Boom. Be careful. In jungle, too much boom can step on the kick and turn the mix to soup. Keep it low, like 0 to 10%. Use transients to add snap. Plus 5 to plus 20 depending on the material. Optionally add a saturator. Soft clip on. Drive 1 to 4 dB. This can help the break stay present without you just pushing faders. Now a key jungle move. Break layer. Add a crisp top loop, or even a filtered version of the same break. High pass it aggressively like 300 to 600 Hz. This is air, not more mid-range chaos. And here's the big teacher note. If the 8-bar loop doesn't slap, do not arrange yet. Don't try to arrange your way out of a weak drop. Fix the loop first. It's way easier to fix 8 bars than to fix 5 minutes. Now step 2. Build a finish map arrangement. This is how you avoid that classic problem where you have 16 bars that bang and then nothing else exists. Go to arrangement view. Add locators. Your basic jungle roadmap is intro, 16 to 32 bars, TJ friendly. Drop 1, 32 to 64 bars. Mid or breakdown, 16 to 32 bars. Drop 2, 32 to 64 bars with variation. Outro, 16 to 32 bars, DJ friendly again. At 170 BPM, this lands you in that 3 to 5 minute zone pretty naturally. Workflow, drag your core loop across the drop sections first. Literally paint it out, so you have a big block of the tune exists. Then create the intro and mid by muting and cutting elements away. Now jungle specific tension moves you can use immediately. Before a drop, do an 8 bar tease, remove sub, keep break tops and a vocal shot or stab. This makes the drop hit harder without adding a single new layer. On bar 16 or bar 32 transitions, add one clear move, a fill, a tape stop moment, or a snare rush. Just one, clean, intentional, and the classic reload moment. Drop to Atmos for one bar, then slam back in. That one bar silence or near silence is ridiculously effective in jungle if you place it right. Step 3, break editing checklist. This is the difference between loop and tune. The target is controlled chaos. Variation without losing the pocket. For each 16 bars, you want at least one small edit, like a ghost hit, hat switch, micro stutter, at least one fill, usually on bar 15 or 16, at least one texture change, filter, distortion, or a room send move. In Ableton, here are three practical techniques. First, slice break to MIDI for fills. Right-click the break audio clip, slice to new MIDI track, choose transient. Now you can program a one-bar fill by rearranging slices. It's fast and it sounds jungle instantly because the sound source stays consistent. Second, beat repeat, but subtle. Put it on your perk or fills bus, not on the entire break. Set interval to 1 bar, grid to 1/16th, chance around 10 to 25%, variation 10 to 20, and the pro move. Automate device on so it only happens during fills. That keeps it from turning your groove into random chaos. Third, auto filter for pullbacks. Put auto filter on the drums group. High pass filter. Automate the cutoff up to around 200 to 600 Hz right before the drop, then snap it back down at the impact. That's instant tension and release. Extra advanced tip. Micro swing without losing snap. Keep your snares perfectly on grid. Then nudge certain ghost notes or hats late by 5 to 15 milliseconds. That little drag is where the human pocket lives, but your snare still punches like a weapon. Also consider call and response every 8 bars. Pattern A is your stable break. Pattern B is the same break but with one swap. Hat pattern changes, extra kick, or a different ghost. Alternate A and B. It sounds arranged, not random. Step 4. Bass finishing checklist. Tight, readable, rolling. Jungle bass is often simple, but it has to translate across systems. On your sub track, build a stock chain. Start with operator or wave eatable. Operator on a sine wave is perfect. If you need presence, add a tiny bit of harmonics using a second oscillator quietly, or use gentle saturation later. Then EQ8, low pass around 120 to 200 Hz. Keep the sub pure. Then compressor with sidechain. Sidechain from kick or snare depending on your groove. Ratio 2 to 1 up to 4 to 1. Attack 5 to 15 milliseconds. Release 50 to 120 milliseconds. Aim for 1 to 3 dB of gain reduction. You're not trying to make it pump like house music. You're creating space so the break transient stay crisp. If you add a mid or reese, high pass it around 120 to 200 Hz so it doesn't fight the sub. Reese gives character, sub gives weight. Separate jobs. Bass checklist. Are the bass notes intentional, not wandering? Is the sub mono? Use utility and set width to 0% for the low band if needed, or just keep the entire sub track mono. Are notes overlapping messily? Tighten MIDI note lengths and let the sidechain do the rest. And a really useful sound design trick. If your sub feels small on laptop speakers, don't boost the lows. Add controlled harmonics. A gentle saturator drive, then EQ8. Maybe a tiny dip around 200 to 350 if it gets boxy, and keep harmonics in the 700 to 1.5k area subtle. That gives audibility without mud. Step 5, the contrast pass. 15 minutes. This is where it's a loop becomes it's a tune. Contrast checklist. Drop 2 must evolve. Either heavier drums or a new bass rhythm or a new stab hook. Pick one main evolution, commit. Midsection should remove at least 2 core elements. A classic move is no sub and no main break. Keep atmos, maybe tops, maybe a vocal shot. Intro and outro should be DJ friendly. Less busy, filtered, and not constant hook spam. Easy contrast tools. Automate utility width. Widen pads and stabs in breakdown. Narrow in drops. Use a tiny touch of redux on a single stab fill for grit. Vinyl distortion on atmos, very subtle, for texture. Another arrangement upgrade. The mid-reset technique. Instead of killing everything, keep tops and atmos steady, remove bass for 4 to 8 bars, and make the snare sparse like a halftime feel. Then bring bass back first and the full break second. Momentum stays alive, but you still get drama. And for major transitions, use the 3-hit rule. Exactly 3 intentional signals. 1 rhythmic fill. 1 tonal move, like a bass note, stab filter, or a pitch movement. 1 spatial cue, like a short verb burst or a delay throw. If you're adding 10 effects, it's usually because you don't trust your core groove. 3 clean signals reads professional. Step 6. Mix checklist. Fast, practical, repeatable. First, gain staging. Keep your master peaking around minus 6 dB. That's headroom. If it's too loud, pull down groups, not the master fader. You want your processing to behave consistently. Drum clarity. Be careful with the snare buy. Often it lives around 180 to 220 Hz, but it varies. Don't just scoop that range on everything automatically. Use EQ8 on non-drum elements. High-pass stabs and pads, usually 150 to 300 Hz. That instantly clears room for breaks and bass. For vocal shots, if they're crowding the snare bite, do a small dip where the snare snaps, rather than turning the vocals down until they disappear. Bus processing, light, on the drums group, EQ8 for tiny corrections, then glue compressor. Attack 10 milliseconds, release auto Rishino 2 to 1, and keep gain reduction at 1 to 2 dB max. Jungle needs punch. Overcompress and you flatten the life out of the break. On the bass group, utility for mono check, and a gentle saturator drive 1 to 3 dB if the bass feels weak on small speakers. Now a non-negotiable. Reference check, drop in a jungle track you trust. Level match it by turning it down. Then compare snare level, sub weight, and overall brightness. Don't copy it exactly, just use it to stop your ears drifting. Coach tool, build a translation track inside your set. Create an audio track called check. Put utility on it so you can mono check quickly. Put an EQ8 with a bandpass, like 200 Hz to 4K, so you can see if the tune still works when the sub and air disappear. And put a limiter just to protect your ears. Route the master into it when you want reality checks. Then turn it off and go back to normal mixing. This one trick catches so many sounds huge in my room, disappears everywhere else problems. Step 7. Pre-master done checklist. Don't overcook it. On the master, keep it simple. EQ8 first. This audio version is shortened for playback.